Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
Here's another question. How does what happened in our community make you feel? There's a tragic thing that happened in a town that we are familiar with. A young man actually had a terrible motorcycle accident, actually passed away last night. And I'm sure that husbands are having to leave their wives during this critical time of a close relationship of a young man they loved and cared about so much that was heavily involved in our church. But I'm sure he's having it. Some men are trying to navigate, because he was so connected to the church, they're trying to navigate where they are as a church. And I hope these are questions they're asking. How does this loss make you feel? What do you think about what we can do to help minister to this family? How do you feel about setting aside some money that we can give to the kids? You know, that's what I'm talking about. Here's the other question. What should we do about this accident, this family we know, this family of love? How should we handle what we know about this family and where they are right now? How can God use us? So you're asking how she feels about a situation, what she thinks about a situation, then you want to determine what to do. Not that they have to be all together, but I think if we find oneness in how we feel, if we find oneness in what we think, and if we find oneness in what we do, God puts that thing together in a tight way, so she can't second guess what I'm saying or what I may lead us to do. Because we've talked about what we think about the situation, we've talked about what we feel about the situation, and then we decide together what we ought to do. If there's no oneness in what we're going to do, guess what? We're not going to do it. I don't want to do something that my wife's not in oneness or agreement with me about. I've got to wait on her to get there. And it may take another hour, it may take another week, I don't know. But if I feel strongly about something, I've got to find a way to help her get where God's showing me. And some of these questions are what God would use to help us do that. So the wise husband is quick to listen and slow to speak. That's why I'm asking these questions. James 1:19, I'm quick to listen, I'm slow to speak. And then the details were Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And so, man, I need to be quick to keep my mouth shut, put a guard over my mouth, so I don't eliminate any life or quench any spirit that God wants to provide out of this because of how I may use my tongue. And by the way, I know how to use my tongue, in the positive way and the negative way. That's why it's got to be led by the Spirit. Number four, to resolve, make up your mind, choose, determine, settle down in, resolve to love her by learning. 30 and 31. We are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. By the way, your marriage, you might think it's private, but it's not. It's very, very public. Verse 30, we're members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. So, am I a healthy state in a marriage relationship? Blesses the church just as much as a negative state would hurt the church? I got to see I'm connected to the body of Christ. And my marriage relationship is not so much as private as I think it is. It's very, very, very public. And that's why the good news of our marriage relationship ought to get out and tell the story of the gospel, because it's very public. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So, real biblical principles on learning your wife. Stay close to your wife is the admonition, one flesh. Staying close means to mingle with her. I'm following hard after her. The word translated means to stay very close by your wife. Keep fast to your wife. Hold on to your wife. Don't turn loose of your wife. Be near your woman. So I can teach that to a single man. I can teach that to a married man. Hey, before you get married, go ahead and cling to your wife. You don't even know what she looks like yet. You have never even smelt her yet. Amen? So cling to her. Long for her. Trust God with her and expect her to walk down the aisle. Hey, go ahead and live like you already have her. Amen? Pursue that. Stay close and clean in God's covenant relationship with a woman you've never laid eyes on yet. Maybe you have seen her, just don't realize she's going to be your wife one day. So you pursue that. You stay very close by your wife. keep fast, married or not. It's what God's Word teaches us. Pay attention to your wife through the seasons of life. My wife's different. She was 20 when I married. Now she's 45. I tell her she's 40 mine, you know, she's mine. It's just, you know, as I think about this, man, life changes. The churches you're a part of, the communities you live in, all that's got, it's got part of the seasons of life on you. And here's some questions that would ask that you could ask her maybe later this week. Ask her what her dreams are if you don't know what they are. What are you dreaming about? Remember, you're the spiritual leader. Baby, what's your dream? What do you want it to look like when we're in our 60s? Ask her where she wants to go. Ask her what her hopes are for the children and grandchildren. Learn. Best way to learn is to ask questions. Best way to lead, guess what, is to ask questions. Find out where they are. Find out what she's praying about. Find out what she's asking God for. And a lot of times you can hear this as you pray together already. Even some of the passages you may connect to, you might get as well. And then let's look at the last one. Resolve to love her by lasting, making it through, till death do us part. Resolve to love her by lasting. Y'all going to hit the tape running, right? You're going to finish the drill. God's going to be glorified. The family's going to celebrate. The heavens are rejoicing. Resolve to love her by lasting. Just three simple statements and I'll pray, okay? Lack of love leads us to places we would never go in our right mind. Lack of love leads us to places we would never go in our right mind. That's why I need to really understand biblically, what does love mean? What is love? I don't, you know, sometimes I don't even feel like what the translation would be, but I've got to deny myself where I'm feeling it, and I got to ask God to fill that void in my life. Because I want to last. And by the way, I think this is wise. Hang around other guys that want to see their marriage last too. Hey, don't get caught up with a group of guys that don't honor marriage or value marriage. Every woman wants her husband to be faithful to his wife. That's a fact. Every woman wants her husband to be faithful to his wife. God taught me that in how I lived in sexual immorality before I met my wife and how it affected her when I met her and told her about my history. Every woman wants her husband to be faithful to his wife. And that totally affected how I raised my own family because I saw the pain and difficulty we had to deal with in 13 years of just up and down, up and down, up and down. Only can go so far. Only can go so far. It's a good marriage, but it ain't a godly marriage or a great marriage. You know what I'm saying? We're just making it, barely making it by. It's not what God wants. So early on, we need to help young men realize, hey, every woman wants her husband to be faithful to his wife. Your wife needs to know deep down that you're going to go the distance with her. Deep down, she needs to know you're going to go the distance with her. So these simple things of leading, simple thing of lifting, listening, learning, and lasting, they might be simple, but they can be supernatural. And God could use it. Listen to me. God could use it not only in your marriage relationship, but guess what? In everybody else you're around. That's what the body of Christ does. God, give me a model. God, give me a picture. God, show me. And guess what? I can look around and name. I can name several couples that live this way. And man, I just say, thank you, Jesus, for letting me see what it looks like. And then I say, God, help me. Forgive me when I haven't done that. And Lord, please help me pursue you so I can. Bless my wife and hopefully bless my children. And may they see a pattern of good works unto Jesus, that he would just take and glorify himself, and they do the same thing. You know what? I think about families that have marriages and then they get divorced and there's a pattern divorce. I want to find out what it looks like to have marriages and they look like Christ wanted them to look, and just paint the picture the other way. I've seen enough carnage the other way. I don't want any more of that. So, man, God, give us something that magnifies Him.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your Real Momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.